You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And welcome to a very special edition of the Money Pit. We are coming to you from the National Hardware Show in Las Vegas, which is the place to be for home remodeling, home maintaining, decorating, and gardening.
That's right. It's where it's all happening this year and every year since 1945. Great products are being showcased that make any weekend warrior's eyes light up.
Yeah, and this year there's even more of an excited buzz because of the great numbers coming out from the National Association of the Remodeling Industry and even the Census Bureau. They all indicate that Americans are ready to spend more money on their homes.
All right, and that's where we come in. We can help with ideas, solutions, tools, and products this hour to help your project go well and also make your home a better place to live.
Coming up, we've got a product that will eliminate the need to scrub your shower and one that brings your painting skills to a whole new level and an ingenious invention that makes changing a light switch as easy as changing a light bulb.
We're also going to talk to Hall of Famer and legendary quarterback Joe Namath. Now, he knows football, and what goes hand in hand with football? Tailgating. Broadway Joe is here to introduce us to a new generation of cooking gear. So the Hardware Show is not just about hardware anymore.
Here to tell us more about this year's show is Ed Severell with Reed Exhibitions. They put on the National Hardware Show every single year. Ed, thanks so much for joining us. You have a lot of people here. How many people come to the show?
Oh, man, you know, there's over 30,000 people. There's always 2,500 exhibitors,
yep,
and over 200,000 products.
And why is this an important show to the industry? Just set this up for the consumers at home. Why do all of these folks come here? What happens here, and how does it impact them?
Well, the retailers are here trying to find the products that they're going to bring to their shelves for all of the homeowners all throughout, not just the United States, but throughout the world.
So you've got the Home Depots, the Lowe's, the Ace Hardwares, the Walmarts, all of those guys are here.
Not only that, but you've got your local hardware stores, you've got your local housewares retailers. This is the global gathering of the hardware industry.
Now, when you say hardware, people think of nuts and bolts.
Mm-hmm. And you know, that's true, but it's so much more today. It's storage and organization. It's pet products. We even have an area this year dedicated to farm and ranch, which is a growing area. Basically, anything that you're going to find in your local home improvement store, in your houseware store, it's here at the National Hardware Show.
Now, the show was organized first in 1945. What really brought around the need to organize the National Hardware Show?
You know, it's interesting because what happened is there was a need for manufacturers to get together with all the local retailers all around the United States at the time to be able to find out what was new. And 68 years later at the National Hardware Show, we continue that tradition because if it's new, it's at the National Hardware Show.
And this is the place where the retailers and the manufacturers come to learn about the industry because they work separately. They're all in their own silos. It's nice to see the spirit here, the energy here, the exuberance here. And I think it's a signal that the economy is back.
It's really back, and not only that, but it's back with a vengeance in terms of you're going to see new technologies coming to different types of products that were traditional in areas like hand tools. It is just an exciting time to be in this industry.
Ed Severell with Reed Exhibitions. Leslie and I are like two kids at Christmas at this place. Thanks so much for the great job you do putting on the National Hardware Show.
Well, thanks for the Money Pit being here for so many years. We look forward to a great future with the Money Pit.
Well, sometimes it's the simplest inventions that can make your life and your home so much nicer. Leviton has products at the show that are doing just that. They've got the Renew light switches and outlets, and they really can make a big difference in your decor.
Jay Sherman is here with Leviton, and he joins us now to tell us about Renew. Hey, Jay.
Tom, how are you? Thanks for having us.
Now, this is really a pretty impressive invention. Let's tell our listeners how this works.
Very simply, Renew allows a homeowner to change the color of their switch, their outlet, or their dimmer in seconds.
So instead of having white or almond, now I can have different color switches. Do I have to do any new wiring?
A palette of 20 different colors, and the key is once Renew has been installed, you only need to use a color change kit to change the colors. You do not have to turn off the power at the breaker each time you want to change a color. You don't have to rewire. You just change a color change kit.
Now, that's really pretty impressive because typically, you know, you install switches or outlets once and you're pretty much stuck with the color, unless you're a sloppy painter like me and you happen to hit it with whatever you're doing with the walls. But this actually kind of eliminates that. How were you guys able to figure out how to get, is it sort of like a face that covers the switch, for example?
There is a face. It's basically a sheath that goes over the outlet
right.
or the dimmer. There's also a GFCI as well as a switch in the line. There are also, I should add, screwless wall plates. They snap on and snap off. Much cleaner in appearance.
And I like that you guys have made the surface sort of textured, which can help disguise, you know, lots of kids' fingerprints and things that end up showing up very clearly on other switch plates.
Leslie, I'm glad you mentioned that detail. Not only are you right, but you can actually remove the wall plate since it snaps off, and you can wash it. Some people might put it in a dishwasher. I wouldn't, but I would certainly take a small rag over by the sink, and you can absolutely wash that wall plate to remove those fingerprints that you described.
Now, what a great idea, because how many times, Leslie, have you picked up a bottle of some sort of household cleaner and sprayed the wall plate, and you worry about maybe it's too much moisture near the electricity? The idea that you could pop this wall plate off is really ingenious.
Another thing, Tom, the fact that it's screwless, think about how many times you can chip the paint on the wall plate screws. One less distraction, one less detail to worry about.
And how much do the color kits cost? Because, you know, I know how I am. I'm going to want to change things all the time.
Well, we hope you will, Leslie. They're typically under $5.
Wow, that's great.
Leslie has a new baby boy, and his name is Charlie. And think about it. You know, you're going to start perhaps with a baby blue wall plate, and maybe as Charlie gets a little bit bigger, you'll change the colors. And eventually, I hate to say this, he's going to head off to college, as mine have, and then maybe you're going to want to redecorate that room once again, perhaps for a home office.
Crafting room, a gym.
Exactly.
Mine's already working, Tom.
Exactly.
Plus, if you have a particular allegiance to a sports team, or if you're someone who likes to change the decor with holidays, you can do that with Renew. It's as easy as snapping the parts off and right back on.
Very cool. Jay Sherman from Leviton, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Jay, where do our listeners go for more information?
They can go to leviton.com/renew.
Yeah, Leviton, leviton.com/renew, R-E-N-U. Thanks, Jay.
Thanks very much, Tom. Thanks, Leslie.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. We have much more coming up in our special broadcast from the 2013 National Hardware Show in Las Vegas.
Just ahead, more new products, including one that will take your painting skills to a whole new level, and a product that will keep your bathroom mold-free with just one spray a week. The Money Pit continues after this.
This is Jeopardy!
I'll take a waste, lose money, 1,000.
This phrase for a house that keeps needing costly repairs is also the name of a home improvement radio show. Alex.
What is the Money Pit?
Good.
Hey, 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 Money Pit!
The Money Pit is brought to you by DeWalt. DeWalt's new rugged and innovative line of mechanics tools are so tough, DeWalt is proud to back them with a full lifetime warranty. When there's a tough job to get done, rely on a trusted name. Rely on DeWalt. Available at Sears. For more information, visit DeWalt.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are doing a very special broadcast of the Money Pit today. We are coming to you from the 2013 National Hardware Show at the Las Vegas Convention Center in Las Vegas, Nevada.
That's right. And if you love your Money Pit, you would love the Hardware Show. It is packed with every kind of product for your home, for repairing projects, for remodeling projects, lawn, garden, outdoor living. You know, Tom and I really could spend days here just wandering the aisles because it's just filled with so many of the products that make our lives easier.
And that's especially true of our next guest. Brett Perry is here from Wet and Forget with info on their newest release, Wet and Forget Shower. So, Brett, Wet and Forget can make cleaning much easier. Tell us about it.
Well, Tom, thanks for having me here. Hi, Leslie.
The thing with our traditional wet-and-forget product, it was an outdoor cleaning product for moss, mold, mildew, algae. Spray it on, leave it, let Mother Nature do the rest. Great product. People love it. The one thing everyone used to ask us is, can I use this in my shower? Well, it's labeled for outside use. It's designed for outside use. So
but you're like, hey, we got an idea.
Exactly. No one's ever happy with the products they use in their shower. You would be amazed.
Yep.
It's always such a chore. You've got to do it all the time.
Well, you know, if there's one area of the house that's the least favorite for cleaning, it has to be the bathroom. It's a small area. It's hard to work around. It's always dirty.
Right. It's used a lot.
Yes.
So, as I say, it's always got that dirt and grime and everything. So what we said is, let's take that wet and forget concept and move it into the shower. Let's create a product. You spray once a week, not this daily stuff, because nobody ever does that.
Right.
Spray it once a week. Leave it, rinse it tomorrow. So you, after the last shower of the day, you just once a week or maybe on a Saturday, spray it all down. Leave it. When you get go to take a shower the next day, just rinse it down before you get in, and you're done. And it really works well. We've had fantastic feedback from customers because it's, first of all, it's just so easy.
Yep.
There's no elbow grease. It doesn't take you any time.
I truly love to have a spanking clean bathroom all the time, especially with two small boys. The products that I would have normally used to keep the shower clean, you know, are very stinky, and I worry about that chemical smell. But what Wet and Forget Shower has done is made an amazing product, first of all, so congratulations. But it smells awesome. It smells like vanilla ice cream, and it makes me so happy.
It also makes her hungry.
Yeah. I'm not sure if that's a good thing. No, the vanilla scent is really quite special. I mean, a lot of people say, well, why vanilla? And it's really a scent that's very pleasant, and it makes it smell more like a spa than your bathroom your kids are using.
I'm always fascinated by the odors that the manufacturers choose. Do you guys do research to figure out what consumers react to?
We've tried different things. The great thing about us is most of our products, we start using them in New Zealand, which is a small market. We get a lot of feedback before we come to a larger market like the United States and put it out there.
We're talking to Brett Perry. He is with Wet and Forget. If you don't like mold, mildew, algae, and the mess that it creates, Wet and Forget can be your friend outside as well as inside your house. Launching the new product, Wet and Forget Shower, the weekly shower spray. One spray a week keeps your shower super clean. What about the surfaces that Wet and Forget works on? Does it matter if it's tile or if it's marble or any other combination of bathroom surfaces?
That's a great question, Tom. You can use the Wet and Forget Shower on any shower surface except natural marble.
Okay.
Obviously, natural marble is a very soft
product, absorbent.
Very absorbent. So there is the potential it could create an issue. So we would advise people not to do that. Cultured marble is fine. Anything else from stainless steel to coated type products to
Corian.
Tile. Corian is
solid surface material. Yeah.
Anything like that. Works fantastic. The shower glass, just spray it on everything in your shower, the escutcheon, you name it. It's going to clean it up beautifully.
It really is that easy. Wet and Forget. Brett Perry, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Check out Wet and Forget at their website at wetandforget.com.
Well, the home improvement and hardware industry has really seen some high-tech changes over the past decade. But even so, the number one home improvement project remains the same, and that is painting.
And you can't really start a painting project without a good roll of quality painter's tape. 3M has some new products out this year. They're creating a buzz. Paul Hansen is with 3M. He joins us now to tell us about the new 3M products, including Scotch Blue's new exterior painter's tape. And I got to tell you, Paul, when I first saw this and I heard about the innovation you guys put in terms of the quick tear feature, I was so thankful. Imagine this, unless I know this has happened to you before. You're working with a roll of blue tape. You're masking off a room. You got to get into that crisp corner. Maybe it's a window pane, right? Maybe it's a corner of a room. It's hard to reach. And you want to try to tear that tape perfectly, and you get this jagged 45-degree mess, right?
Oh, totally.
So this product now rips cleanly in a 90-degree angle every single time.
Exactly. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of really terrific features with this new Scotch Blue exterior painter's tape. If you talk to painters, you know, one of the big challenges for exterior is you often get rain or even high humidity that will cause a traditional masking tape to just drop right off. Right. Or if you use duct tape, you know, the problem is adhesive transfer, and you can actually get quite a bit of the paint falling off. Mm-hmm. So this is really unique, Tom, in that we're using a film as a backing as opposed to a paper backing, so it can stand up to the elements. We have a moisture-loving adhesive with the product, so it can stand up even under rain and windy conditions. And then, as you mentioned, this film backing is got really a small micro texture to it, so it allows you to break it in a clean tear so you can get those nice 90-degree corners.
Yeah, you actually use a lot less tape that way.
Yeah, that's true.
You're not tearing it over and over and over again to get that crisp, clean corner that you need.
Yeah, one of the other really great features of this product, because it's film and not paper, it's got some flexibility to it. So you can actually now mask around in a semicircle or an arch, for example, all with one piece of tape. And because it's a film, you never have to worry about splintering or tearing off the wall, or splintering when it comes off the wall. So we've seen really great market acceptance of the product. Really excited to add this as another great product in the Scotch Blue family.
Yeah, Paul, you know, I really do think it's amazing that people always go to paint when it comes to, you know, inexpensive decorating changes for your home. And I think people are getting more and more creative, and this really gives them the opportunity to do something a little different as far as design goes with the paint itself. You're able to do stripes and patterns and sort of create a framing or a shadowing detail to a specific piece of artwork, and that really is super helpful and fantastic.
Absolutely, and with the way you can curve this tape, you can actually do scallops and those kind of things on the surface.
Now, you guys have a whole line of painter's tapes, and really I think it's important to note that you choose the right tape for the right project, right? So you're working outside, you use the exterior tape. You're working inside, you might use something that's designed for more delicate surfaces.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Tom. So we've got the Scotch Blue Original, which is a white product that you can kind of use on multiple surfaces. And then we've got a product for delicate surfaces, freshly painted. It'll won't remove a painted surface. And then we've got our Edge Lock products, which give you a super sharp paint line every time.
We're talking to Paul Hansen from 3M Scotch Blue. Now, Paul, you guys have another product that you have been featuring here at the National Hardware Show, which is called Patch Plus Primer. How does it work?
Yeah, here's another great innovation from 3M. When you talk to professional painters, they're interested in the products that will give them really the best results and save them time. And DIYers want a product that's going to provide really a professional result. So what we've done using some 3M technology, some microspheres, is created a patch plus primer with a primer coat in it. So you get a very strong seal. And the primer is in it. So, you know, if you don't prime after you've patched the surface, you know what you get.
Yeah, nobody does. They put the patch on. They put the spackle on. They want to patch right over it. Yeah,
and then
exactly.
They put the paint right
exactly.
Over it.
And then you get a spot that shines through the wall, yeah. a shiner. And so with the 3M product, you don't have to worry about priming. And because of the microspheres that we use, it dries very quickly. So most jobs, you can sand it within 30 minutes and paint it, and you're good to go. It dries hard, so you can actually put a nail or a screw into the repaired surface and hold weight. So it never cracks and holds up great. Another really great innovation from 3M.
That's great. And you brought up a good point, because I was going to say, would the sanding affect the finish of it at all? But it doesn't. That's excellent.
3M, a name synonymous with innovation. Paul Hansen, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Appreciate the opportunity, Tom.
We are coming to you today from the National Hardware Show in Las Vegas, where the best products from the world of the home improvement industry are on display.
Like this product. It's a filter that can help keep the inside of your home allergy-free by blocking out pollen, dust, and even odors. We're going to tell you all about it after this.
On the Money Pit Radio Show.
The Money Pit is brought to you by Lutron's new Maestro Occupancy Sensing Switch. never ask, who left the lights on, again. Starting at around $20, this motion-sensing light switch turns the lights on automatically when you walk into a room and off when you leave, and works with all types of light bulbs. Learn more at LutronSensors.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Coming to you today from the floor of the 2013 National Hardware Show in Las Vegas. The mood here is very optimistic because home improvement spending is up after several dismal years when homeowners had to put their money pits on the back burner.
That's right. By all indications, Americans are ready to spend money to take care of their homes again. And no one is happier about that than the crowd right here attending the 2013 National Hardware Show. Now, manufacturers from every sector of the hardware and home improvement industry are represented here, and it's completely awesome. Now, more than 250,000 products are on display, all aimed at making your money pit a better place to live.
And having clean air to breathe in your home is one way to make it a much better place to live, and having a good air filter can help you do just that. Larry Cavalier is with Filtreat Air Filters, and he joins us now to tell us about a new product that can clean not only dust and pollen from your home, but also stamp away the odors. Larry, let's start by talking about some of the factors that will contribute toward indoor air quality problems. A lot of folks think that the indoor air is cleaner than the outdoor air, but the reverse can be true, right?
Generally, the indoor air is 2 to 5 times dirtier than the outside
air. That's crazy, isn't it?
You didn't
realize that.
Well, the EPA has been doing a lot of work in that area, trying to understand what's going on. We're learning more and more every day, actually. So for many years, I've been asked about a product that, besides takes out particles, also removes odors.
Right.
And so we finally did that. We have a dual-purpose filter that actually takes out airborne allergens as well as the odors that are floating around in the air.
So if I cook a fish dinner the night before, I'm not going to smell it for 3 days?
Yeah, exactly. odors are molecules. They're not hard particles.
Right.
And activated carbon actually absorbs those particles, hangs on to them, traps them, and much cleaner smelling air as a result.
Well, and Larry, I think it's important when people think about filters for their home, you know, they usually would just grab the least expensive one, forget to change it, and then it doesn't actually do anything. So I think it makes sense to spend a little bit more, have a filter that actually works, and your Filtreat filter will actually work for 3 months. So that's fantastic.
Well, this one sells for about $16 in the last 3 months, so divide that by three. What is it a month? You know, $5 a month. I mean, we throw away $5 a day, typically, on something that we don't need. As far as filtration is concerned, there's lots of choices out there, a ton of choices. And we've been in the business for about almost 28 years, actually.
Right.
So, and we've learned how to make these products and make them consistently the same every time a customer uses them. Besides offering all these particle capturing and odor capturing, also maintain great airflow through the system as well.
And I want to talk about that because, you know, I spent 20 years as a professional home inspector. And as part of my general home inspection procedure, I'd always open the blower compartment door or open the return duct compartment to get to that filter in the system. And, and invariably, it would either be one of two scenarios. I would see it be a big, fat, dirty, cakey mess.
Right.
Or it would be brand spanking new with the big, fat, dirty, cakey mess behind it, which means they just put it in for the home inspection.
Yeah,
I think that one of my points is that I don't think that folks recognize the importance of regular filter changes inside their homes. Your heating system needs this to function properly. If you've ever seen an air conditioning coil, just look at the coil on the outside unit outside of your house.
Right.
It has very, very small pores in it that the air has to pass through. Imagine what happens when that gets caked with dust. And that's why the pass-through is important, right?
Most definitely. I think air filters out of sight, out of mind. People don't go to their basement or to their closet to look at the furnace every day. 9 times out of 10, when a HVAC guy gets to your house, you have a furnace problem, pulls out the filter and it's dirty.
And that's it.
Yeah.
And
so he blames the filter for being a problem instead of telling the customer, you need to change your filter,
you know? Yes, I've seen the problem and it's you. So.
Now, Larry, it seems like everybody just goes for an air freshener or a scented candle, you know, after they've cooked a stinky dinner or had a guest over that's been smoking. I mean, do they really work or does it seem to just cover up odor?
Have you ever watched a candle burning?
I have.
That black stuff coming off the top of the candle, that's soot. That actually adds to air pollution. So
it doesn't help it. It hurts
No. And you're just masking the odor temporarily. So it's going to come back after you blow out that candle or pull off the freshener from the wall. wall socket, or whatever.
Isn't it true that air fresheners can also release VOCs?
Right. Well, VOCs are basically compounds into the air, which you can actually breathe in. So you don't want to use those things.
So the bottom line is that air fresheners and candles actually do more polluting than cleaning of the
exactly
air.
Right. Exactly.
Larry Cavalier from Filtrete, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. You can look for Filtrete on Facebook at Facebook.com/Filtrete and at Twitter at Filtrete. Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.
This is a very special broadcast of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, coming to you today from the 2013 National Hardware Show in Las Vegas. Hey, you know, it's obvious here that homeowners are realizing a great outdoor living area is a key selling point for a home. We're going to tell you how to turn a whole home deck into a gorgeous showpiece after this.
You live in a Money Pit.
Money Pit is brought to you by DeWalt. DeWalt's new rugged and innovative line of mechanics tools are so tough, DeWalt is proud to back them with a full lifetime warranty. When there's a tough job to get done, rely on a trusted name. Rely on DeWalt. Available at Sears. For more information, visit DeWalt.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Coming to you from the 2013 National Hardware Show in Las Vegas. Now, this is an insiders-only event, so it's our job to be here and cover the more than 1,000 brand-new products being showcased, many focused on saving time, saving money, and the environment. And there's also a great focus here on outdoor living. It's super popular, as many homeowners have dedicated themselves to creating outdoor rooms that really add value to their homes. And, of course, a good deck is a real selling point.
And speaking of decking, you know, it's a hot topic. And when you look at yours, could your wood deck use a facelift? If you've been thinking about replacing your deck for years, but you don't really have the budget to do it, there are a few cost-effective ways that you can liven it up and lengthen its life. Now, your first makeover option is to simply flip the existing deck boards over, and you're going to see the fresh underside of those pieces of lumber, and those will probably be in great condition. Now, since this set of the board hasn't been exposed to the weather, it could look as good as that first day that you put it down. You just have to make sure that you carefully remove all the fasteners, flip the boards, and then re-nail, or better yet, screw them into the deck joists.
And another solution is to get new decking and attach the boards to the existing substructure. Now, with wood decking, you also have to stain and seal. But if you go with composite material, you can create a brand new look with much less future maintenance. A good option to do just that is Trex Enhance. It's a brand we are proud to have as a sponsor because it's a durable, high-performance composite that does the job beautifully. Now, for a deck makeover, what you'll do is just remove the deck floorboards, check the existing deck structure, and make sure it's sturdy, then install the Trex Enhance for a makeover that will increase curb appeal, lengthen the life of the deck, and cut down on maintenance for years to come.
That's right. Trex Enhance is available now at your local Home Depot, and they're ready there to help you transform your favorite outdoor space. For deck makeover inspiration and idea starters, check out the website homedepot.trex.com.
That's homedepot.trex.com. Well, one of the new products being launched here is actually the merging of two brands you might already know. Dickies, which is a company that makes rugged work clothes, has teamed up with JS Products to start making tool bags, aprons, and pouches.
And these pouches are so cool that they could actually make kangaroos jealous. Larry Helton is with us, and he's from JS Products, and joining us now to talk more about these great, ingenious, kangaroo jealous making pouches. Welcome, Larry.
Thank you.
So tell us what these new bags are made of. I mean, there's obviously lots and lots of tool bags on the market. I know that when manufacturers come to this, they really look for sort of a new angle, new functionality, maybe new researches into that. What makes this new bag different?
Well, I think one of the biggest things is to have a canvas and polyester mix. You've got a canvas exterior with a polyester interior. Mm-hmm. And basically what that means to the consumer is durability, long life, and long-lasting product. They also have web-reinforced pockets. Now, that sounds very technical, but it's not. It just allows the user to get products in and out of the pocket very easily.
Without actually poking through the product.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you want to be able to shove a tool in there quickly, whether it's a utility knife,
no
pair of pliers, you know, tape measure, because you want easy access. And I think the advantage of the canvas tool bag is you've got sort of a protected storage inside.
Correct.
And then you've got all of these pockets on the outside. So it becomes really a comfortable go-to bag to be able to use for a wide variety of jobs around the house or around the job site.
Absolutely. The accessibility of getting things in and out of these pockets is critical to not only the DIYer, to the professional as well.
Now, you're with JS Products. What does Dickies bring to the partnership?
Dickies brings a tremendous advantage to us as far as the brand is concerned. Mm-hmm. When we started to do this work last year, we needed a brand that a consumer will know and trust. And when we did our research, we found very quickly that people trusted the Dickies brand. So to be able to put that on to a very high-quality product will add credibility to the consumer when they look at this product compared to other bags in the industry.
And so important, now you can have a tool bag that matches your jacket.
Absolutely. Or your pants.
You can have style on the job site. All right, so besides the tool pouch and the tool bag that you guys have, what other products do you expect to kind of roll out in the line?
Right now, we're launching the Dickies branded product that is the horseshoe design. We're all familiar with that. We also have Genuine Dickies, which is another brand, and it's really separating the retailers. The Genuine brand is available at some retailers, and then the horseshoe is available at other retailers. We're launching, in addition to the regular bags, we're launching the Painter's Needs. It's a white bag series of product that is actually designed specifically for painters. Mm-hmm. So that would be the three lines that we are launching right here at the show this year.
What kind of response have you been getting here?
Very positive. Mm-hmm. Very positive. The reaction is, and we've heard this from several of our customers that have come through, removing the brand Dickie, the quality of the bag is high and enough reason to buy the product itself. And then when you add the Dickies logo to it, it just lends credibility to the whole program. Mm-hmm. And we've had very positive feedback.
Well, and I think the Dickies brand has such, you know, a notorious clean look and feel about themselves. And when people see that logo, it really does mean something to them. And, you know, you've got a great product teamed with a great partner, and it's a win.
Absolutely. There's no question about it. It's a trusted brand. It's a loved brand. It's a brand that it's on the consumer right now. Pants, coat, as you mentioned, Tom. And at the end of the day, this is just another addition that provides credibility to the whole program.
Larry Helton, VP of Sales from JS Products. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit and introducing us to your new partnership with the Dickies brand.
Thank you.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, coming to you from the floor of one of the biggest home improvement shows in the world, the 2013 National Hardware Show in Las Vegas. Coming up, we're going to talk to the company that invented the multi-tool, Leatherman, about some new inventions that could be a huge help around your house.
This is the Money Pit. We'll be back with more from the National Hardware Show after this.
The Money Pit is brought to you by Lutron's new Maestro Occupancy Sensing Switch. Never ask, who left the lights on again? Starting at around $20, this motion sensing light switch turns the lights on automatically when you walk into a room and off when you leave, and works with all types of light bulbs. Learn more at LutronSensors.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And we want to welcome you back to a very special broadcast of the Money Pit. We are at the National Hardware Show in Las Vegas, where retailers, buyers, and builders alike have come from all over the country and the world to see what's new and what's still strong and trusted in their industry.
And one of the great companies in the hardware industry is Leatherman, a company that saw a need for a tool and invented it. In fact, you know, when we see a multi-tool today, how many of us simply refer to it as a Leatherman, as in, hey, can you hand me that Leatherman? It's a brand with that kind of trusted reputation. So when they bring out a new product, you know it's going to be good. Kevin Gleason is here from Leatherman to fill us in on their new product. Welcome, Kevin.
Good to be here.
So before we go into the product, I'd like you to tell us a little little bit more about the Leatherman history, because I know the story and I think it's interesting.
You know, we're celebrating our 30th anniversary this year at Leatherman. The company was founded by Tim Leatherman. Interesting story, he was on his honeymoon traveling through Europe and in an old Fiat that he bought for the occasion. And the thing kept breaking down. And in hotel rooms, he kept trying to repair leaky faucets, but all he had was
this must have been before
knife.
We referred to Fiat's as Fix It Again Today.
Right? That's right. That's right. So he had this stroke of genius when he got back to the States that he wanted to combine a pliers with a utility knife, pocket knife type design, and tinkered with it for a couple years and came out with the concept.
And here we are today, 30 years later, with a Leatherman tool. So now you guys have a brand new product. I guess it's a new company that you partnered with or that you brought up, the LED Lenser?
Yeah. LED Lenser, German company out of Solingen. And interestingly enough, their story parallels Tim, except from a single proprietor, it's now a twin brothers who started the company. And they really started innovating with LEDs from the very start. So
these guys are like brothers from different mothers, huh? Same
right.
Kind of entrepreneurial spirit.
Same spirit.
Can-do attitude.
And Tim's very engineering-minded, and the Opolka brothers are philosophers at heart. So you've got a cool dichotomy there.
So tell us about the product.
Well, we've got some really cool proprietary optics that we use. That's really one of the defining features of the line is that...
Now, these are flashlights.
These are flashlights, portable lighting instruments, and we've got a nice focusing system. So allowing you to go from a tight spot beam when you're trying to beam the light out, cast the beam out and see a long distance, and be able to focus that light into a nice even flood beam when you're reading up close or looking at an electrical panel or situations like that.
Now that's great, because if you're going for a walk, you want to have that sort of wide spotlight kind of look so you can illuminate a large area. But if you're trying to find your key and get it into the door, you need something that's really sharp, and one light does both things.
Exactly. And that's the beauty of the light, is having essentially two lights in one product.
I tell you, Kevin, when I was a theater major, you know, set design, set construction, and like a techie at Hofstra University, I felt like I had finally arrived when I was given a Leatherman tool. I was like, this is it. I have my own. And, you know, wore it proudly on my belt in its little holder. And, I mean, it's been with me to this day, you know, 20 years later, I still have it. It still works fantastically. You know, I couldn't imagine replacing it except for with a more awesome Leatherman.
I think that's a hint.
Yes. Well, we've got plenty, so let us know.
All right. Kevin Gleason from Leatherman, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit and filling us in on your brand new product, the LED Lenser.
Thank you.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. That's all the time we have for this hour of the program. Coming up next time on the Money Pit, we're going to speak with Hall of Fame legend Joe Namath. He is here at the National Hardware Show and is going to fill us in on his new product, the Namath Rapid Cooker by Eden Pure. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Imagine, no more shots at midnight or 2 a.m. juice boxes. With the Tandem Mobi automated insulin delivery system, getting a great night's sleep is no longer a dream. This impressively small insulin pump from Tandem Diabetes Care is designed to help you wake up in range and feel ready to take on the day. It's so small and lightweight that it almost feels like you don't even have a pump with you while you're sleeping. Wake up and do what moves you. Learn how at TandemDiabetes.com. Rx only, indicated for patients with type 1 diabetes 6 years and older. Safety info available at TandemDiabetes.com/safetyinfo.